want to, I mean, I think if I had this in my house, I would rub myself against it all the time, or I'd want to touch it at least, because it's just got such strange sensation. It's a bit like when you're a kid and you play with fuzzy felt, you can't stop because it just feels so strange.
It's not soft velvet. It reminds me of fuzzy felt, and it kind of rubs me up the wrong way, almost. I feel I'm pushing my finger against the wrong way. I just can't bear it.
I have a real problem with anything that's got this kind of furry texture, because I just think I have a problem with housework, and the idea of the dust that would get stuck in all of that is kind of
I think like at least it was collecting the dust and I'm not over it.
But also I think the other thing it kind of reminds me of is Indian restaurant.
It kind of also reminds me of when you're younger and your parents take you to an Indian restaurant, you know, where the flock wallpaper was kind of very, very kind of the de rigueur in the past to have on your wall.
I don't think you had the salmon. I think you had the Tawali jinga as well, the prawn.
I'd find it very claustrophobic unless it was in a very, very large space.
But what if it's just a bit? It doesn't have to be the whole room.
Yeah, that's very trendy to have just a bit. To do that sort of thing now. Just a line of it.
Yeah, just like around the fireplace, you know.
Especially with the gold, would look really beautiful in candlelight. I mean, I think it's also quite sensuous because you do have this gold, but you also have the flock, so it feels different. And then you have flowers as well, which kind of are also quite opulent, I think. So I think I would have to put it in some kind of boudoir.
I would go completely crazy with the whole decoration of the room.
Yeah, I could see like a parlour surrounded with this, and carpet almost the same colour, a nice fire, and sewing stuff, like sitting at the fire.